I think there are many fans of the books among us at the World Food Programme. You know, it's this story of a young girl, a teenager, who's helping her family. It plays in this futuristic society. And what intrigued us about the film was, first of all, how many people were interested in it. I think 26 million books have been sold. People are going crazy over it on the internet. Everybody's waiting for this film to come out. And what was interesting to us was what a big role hunger played. You don't often have characters that experience hunger, that fight for survival, people who really know what it means to go hungry. And a lot of that is in those books. And we thought it would be a great partnership because it introduces young people to just to the UN and to the World Food Programme, like they've never probably have heard it before. Those people, those actors, they've done a PSA with us. We have a quiz on a website, WFP.org, Hunger Games, WFP.org, Hunger Games. And I think for us at the World Food Programme, it's important to reach out to younger people, really the next generation, and tell them that hunger is a solvable problem and partner with people who are out there in the media who can raise awareness about this issue.
What does the partnership between the Hunger Games and WFP entail?
You know, we're working together on social media campaigns. The three main characters were gracious enough to tape a public service announcement for us. You know, we're going to do some fundraising around it too. But the real thing is to push out the message. It's primarily an awareness campaign, raising awareness that hunger is the world's biggest solvable problem and what one can do. And I think many young people will learn when they go and take that hunger quiz on the website and when they watch the PSA, they're going to start thinking about it. You know, nowadays, the younger generation is so keenly aware of social issues. They're so interested. And we want to tap into that interest.
How severe is the problem of hunger in the world?
Oh, it's the number one problem. It is the most basic, most fundamental issue. And at the same time, it can be solved. You know, almost one in seven people on this globe are going hungry. But at the same time, we're producing enough food. And I think nowadays we have the solutions to battle hunger. We know that it's crucially important to give good nutritious food to little children, babies in the first 1,000 days of their life, because they will never, ever catch up later on. And I think we at the World Food Programme, we've really revolutionized over the last few years in our approach. In the old days, it was just handing out food. But now we're coming up with really creative tools, very special nutritious food, you know, like peanut paste and little bags, little satchels full of micronutrients that people can simply spray over their food to make it more nutritious. We've come up with great pilot programs of where we especially try to reach women farmers, small-scale farmers, and bring them into the marketplace. And I think the biggest thing of what we've changed over the last few years is that we are buying most of our food in developing countries. So they are very, very cool ideas. And at the same time, you know, the problem is so stark. There are so many places. We're seeing it in the Sahel right now, you know, where some 8 million people might be going hungry. We're seeing it in the Horn of Africa. I was just in Somalia with the hip-hop artist 50 Cent, and we looked at our operations there and how stark and difficult it is there. But at the same time, you know, if we can reach people, if we can help them, if we can raise the funds, then we can make a difference. But it takes, you know, Hillary Clinton once said it takes a village. You know, what we're saying is it takes the whole world. You need to have private sector. You need to have citizens like you and me. You need to have the young kids who are getting involved. You need to have politicians who get involved. You know, companies that come up with new products. And then we can solve hunger.